For 24 years and 2 months, I have been your pastor. I remember where I was when Charles Garnett called, making first contact on behalf of the search committee. It was on the day that I preached in view of a call, and the church voted, that I first told the congregation I wasn't from Tallahassee, but I got here as quick as I could. I haven't changed my mind about that. One of my favorite verses is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. I do, in fact, consider it a great mercy on the part of God to have had this ministry. I remember the early days when the staff members we had were a full-time secretary, Joanne Robinson, and James Bush, who served as part-time minister of music. I remember how Carolyn Garnett, who was on the search committee, was the church mother to a Sunday school class of couples then still in their 30s. I remember Mrs. Brown, who the February before we came, started up a new young adult class with the help of Jeff and Christina Baker. The members of that class are empty nesters now themselves. I believe we dedicated 17 babies our first year. The church would average 155 in Sunday school attendance the year I came. I remember the Living Proof video studies on lifestyle evangelism we had at the Pastorium on Gilmer Avenue in the early days. We didn't call it discipleship, but that's what it was. I remember the first of what would become a family of pairs and spares Sunday school classes starting in one of the fellowship hall rooms, and how we had classes meeting in three different houses in addition to the education building. I remember the night of the vote on relocation, how no one cheered or clapped. Supporting families were aware that this was a disappointment to the minority of their fellow members and had instructed their children to show no displays of emotion. They wanted to close ranks. First Baptist doesn't like to fight. I am especially grateful to those who were here when it was vision only. We slogged through what we didn't have yet to build a legacy for others behind. And it's been work. There are no great churches that do not pay the price to be a great church. If you are a high school senior, there has never been a Sunday in your lifetime our church did not receive gifts for a capital campaign. We have been giving offerings to provide adequate facilities since 2002. There are dreams which continue. That one day the sun will never set on the ministry of First Baptist. That the Lord will continue to call from among our children, pastors and missionaries and church planters to serve Him in underserved places. There are challenges that remain to be met. Renewed growth in Sunday school. I can see you averaging 500 in attendance, which you are supposed to do. And the creation of new classes to reach new pockets of people, a fresh advance in outreach and evangelism, and to set new places at the table, there is the Phase 4 Worship Center remaining before you. I will not be your pastor then. For many, in your eyes, I have been your parents' pastor. But this church's next pastor will be selected with your prayers and input, with your needs in mind, and with your votes. Unlike Moses, who is on Mount Nebo, being shown the land of promise, I cannot see what will be. I can only see what ought to be. This will be a time of rediscovery, rediscovering the excitement of being part of a cause greater than yourselves, the kingdom of God, of seeing the rewards and not just the cost. The adventure of walking with God, discovering in a fresh way, a greater way, the experience of spiritual growth, the thrill of seeing people come to Christ. As the baton is passed to a new generation, a fresh wave of young adults stepping up to the responsibilities of faithfulness and to give and work and teach and lead. I do believe I can see it from here. Preachers never retire from ministry, just the pastorate. They attend fewer meetings. So please ask God to guide and to bless as we reinvent our lives and our Christian service. As we pray, God's blessings on you as you enter your next horizons as a church family. God bless us, everyone.